Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense. Ready to rock and roll, Barley?
I'm ready.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the stress management composite. And in this...
I just want to say, for the EQI subscale, we're in the middle of this great series, and we're on...
And that's probably why you should just do these first.
No, go. You're doing good.
So, hey, Jen, just out of curiosity, because I mentioned in the last episode that we were going to talk about two of my highest scores this time. Just out of curiosity, what's your highest score?
On the whole EQI 2.0?
Yeah, the whole thing, just out of curiosity.
It's self-regard.
Shocking. Not surprised. Where does humility come in there?
Cannot answer that.
Okay, just check it.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the stress management composite. It is made up of three subscales, and apparently, Karen, you're going to share with all of us your two highest. But the three are flexibility, stress tolerance, and optimism.
And these three kind of combine together, actively really and being plugged into these elements. You basically, it's like you go with life challenges, right? When you think about these, people that are really plugged into these elements, it's kind of like you flex with life's challenges, right? Things happen and you could withstand the stress that comes with all of it. And you actually believe that things are going to work out, right? So thinking about pulling in that optimism piece. So real active stress management, you can... This is my favorite, right? Grace under fire, generally calm, and you're adaptable, and you're positive. And it's not positive like, oh, okay, like just making, you know, lemonade out of lemons. This is about true optimism, not just like warm, fuzzy positivity.
You know, it's interesting. You asked me what my highest subscale was, which was self-regard. But it's the highest composite, which is made up of three subscales, is actually this one.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. And so that total number for that. So it's interesting. So, Karen, we're going to play a little game here. So the three that we have under stress management are flexibility, stress tolerance, and optimism. Karen is now going to reveal the one that is not part of her highest two.
Optimism.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So of the three, optimism is not your strongest.
No, but this composite is, all three of these are my highest two.
Interesting. So you and I are going through life pretty without a lot of stress. No. Or we're managing it well.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay, good. So optimism of the three, why don't you tell us a little bit about what optimism even means?
All right. So optimism refers to your ability and tendency to look on the bright side of life, maintain a positive attitude even in the face of adversity, and it really gives you hope and helps you see the future as a place where you really want to be.
I love it. Yes, I do have a lot of optimism, that is for sure. And this is about a positive outlook. It's about faith that things are going to be okay, even if they're not okay. It's about feeling hopeful. There's an enthusiasm and an expectation that you're going to be able to get through whatever it is that you want to get through.
Yeah, I think that's it, Jen, right? Even when things are going sideways, it's understanding and you're going to keep that optimistic attitude, right? It's just that, hey, you know what? We're going to get through this. We're going to figure it out. Being able to say, hey, you know what? This, you might have been dealt a crappy hand, but hey, we're going to play it and it's going to work and it's okay because you're going to get something from that anyway.
Yeah, I have to say it's one of my favorite traits that I have. Here comes my self-regard coming out. But it is one of my favorite traits. And it's interesting because some people will actually label my optimism as being naive. or to Pollyanna. And the truth of the matter is it's not. It's just, you know, I acknowledge when things are crappy, and I also can find the side of things of saying, like, the whole thing, even with COVID, let's say, you know, there's been so many upsides to this that it has been interesting to just watch myself be through 2020. To me, that's optimistic because I find that an interesting perspective to look at. So it's not always about being upbeat and perky, but it's about saying, what are some of the gifts in this situation, even if it blows?
Yeah, and that's the thing, Jen. It's not being naive, right? It's not being blind to reality. It's not sitting here and saying, okay, great, I'm going to walk into fire and I'm not going to get burnt, right? It's nothing like that at all. But it's about being able to see that what's working, right? Really figuring out what's working and how can you really stay there. And in spite of crappy stuff, it's okay. You're going to find what's going to work for you. And I think too, that people who skew the other way, that's that whole pessimistic thing, right? Sometimes even, you know, it's that helpless thing pops up, sometimes hopeless, and it's that self-defeating thing. And, you know, it's just, you get stuck. And then with that, how motivated are you? Right. Not so much.
All right, so we're going to go on to the other two subscales. So we have flexibility and stress tolerance. So Karen Sullivan, these are your two highest on your entire report.
They are. So we're going to talk flexibility first. Flexibility is your ability and tendency to adjust your emotions, thoughts, and behavior to changing situations and conditions, to adapt, to take new data, and change your mind or approach.
I love it. So it's interesting. It does tie in a little bit to perhaps a love of uncertainty, right?
Love uncertainty.
Which Karen is a big fan, which probably if you were following with us on the last episode, you found out that her impulse control is low because it actually ties into flexibility,
totally.
Right? So this is about openness and curiosity. This is about adaptability and being okay with change. And I would say, probably care, some of your self-regard also comes in here because all of these subscales are connected to each other. And the way you can dial one up and dial one down is to help give you that balance. But your self-regard that I want to say, your ability to know you're always going to land on your feet helps you be flexible.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah. And I think that that's a big part of this too. So it's that, you know, it doesn't matter. Like the new things pop up. And, you know, I love change, right? I love change. I love uncertainty. And it's just, okay, great. What's the new thing that we can figure out? And just being flexible to see that. And I think that, you know, it's understanding that you can adapt, right? You can take different approaches to different problems. And, you know, and it's just about really just saying, hey, you know what? It's about going. Yeah. Right. And you don't need to know where it is that you're going, but sometimes it's just like, let's just go.
Right. And the flexibility to be able to say, I'm taking a different road, a different path, et cetera. All right. Let's do the last one. This is stress tolerance.
Stress tolerance relates to your ability and tendency to live your life effectively in the face of stress.
So it is really about managing and how do you balance everything out, right? So this is about endurance. It's about recovery. It's about resiliency. It's about, in theory, work-life balance, right? And being able to say, you know what? Yes, stress exists, but it's our reaction to the event that is causing us our stress. And I think that's it's really the mind game, right? Your thoughts create your feelings, create your actions, create your results. And, you know, a circumstance is just a circumstance. It's the thought we have about it that's going to determine if it's stressful or not stressful. So I think, Kara, one of your sweet spots in life is managing your thoughts. You stay grounded in reality. You don't make shit up. You're pretty low on the drama scale of things. And you also have huge confidence that you'll be able to handle whatever comes your way so you don't have to worry.
And I think that that's one of the big things, Jen, with, you know, I feel like I have the tools. I feel like I have the mindset, the skill set, the tool set, all those things, the approach to alleviate whatever's going on. So it's about, I can take whatever comes at me and I have the confidence to know that I'm going to be able to address whatever gets thrown at me. So it's not the stressor thing. It's just, okay, this is what this is. How do I want to play it? And I think that that's the biggest thing with whatever happens in life. It's just understanding and asking yourself the question, okay, this is what this is. How do you want to play it? And a big thing with stress tolerance, I think I don't really feel like I get overwhelmed very easily. And it's just like, okay, this is what this is, understanding what things are and being able to just say what happens next or what's happening now.
Love it. So that wraps up the stress management composite. So if you've been following along on these episodes, we have now just covered all five composites of the EQI 2.0. There was self-perception, self-expression, interpersonal, decision-making, and stress management. So if you haven't checked them out, go back and listen to the others so that you know what they are, and you can sort of think about how you handle situations. The great thing about the EQI 2.0 assessment is it really gives you good data to be able to say, okay, so from an emotional perspective, how do I see myself? How do I express myself? How do I manage relationships, and how do I deal with challenges? So on that note, Kara, that's going to be a wrap on the subscales and the EQI.
And Jen, I think that we should also throw out here, though, we do have our class to get certified in how to administer emotional intelligence assessments, but also we have a team of people who can actually debrief people if they want to just take the assessment. So if that's something that you're interested in doing also, if you want to take the emotional intelligence assessment, shoot me an email, Karen@kickstartyouredge.com, and I'll set that up for you. And then one of our trained coaches will debrief you. It's very enlightening, to say the least.
Without a doubt.
And it's based in science and it's backed up by boatloads of research. It's not just, oh, well, this is cool and just take this assessment and then I'm going to tell you all about, you know, some BS. It's backed in science, research, all of it.
Love it. All right. So, yes, reach out to Karen to do that. And once again, thank you for listening to our episodes here on the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. We appreciate you. Tell your friends, give us reviews, and that's it.
See ya.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in-crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.